For gold, what you need to do is make a Slater determinant. And now, since it would be a 79 by 79 matrix, I didn't write it out. I write it in this Dirac notation. But I make an anti-symmetric wave function using a Slater determinant by just filling the electrons in the atomic orbitals. I put one in the 1s would spin up, one in the 1s would spin down, one in the 2s would spin up, one in the 2s would spin down. That's what this electron configuration is telling us. So this is basically the same thing as there. This is how you fill the states in the ground state of gold, and it comes up to 5d10 success watt. And then you have a multi-electron wave function, which you could use to calculate the energy of this ground state. You could also use it to calculate the energy, including the electron-electron interactions.